USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A somber day in Great Britain as the funeral for Prince Philip gets underway this hour. The ceremony for the 99-year-old being held at St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Several questions around the deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed Thursday night at a FedEx facility. 19-year-old ex-employee Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman yesterday. The motive remains a mystery.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Indianapolis Metro Police Deputy Chief Craig McCart. 4 of the victims identified as Sikh, but no word on if that's a factor. Hole found dead at the scene of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Questions also remain about how Hole got the rifle police believe he used in the shooting, and FedEx's cell phone policy being scrutinized. The company doesn't allow some employees to have cell phones with them during work hours. That means during the shooting they couldn't call for help or let family members know they were safe. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Following the FedEx shooting, there are calls for lawmakers to address gun violence. President Biden yesterday proposing an assault weapons ban.
Who in God's name needs a weapon that can hold 100 rounds or 40 rounds or 20 rounds? It's just wrong, and I'm not going to give up till it's done.
Biden calls the level of gun violence in the U.S. a national embarrassment. Biden also expressing his displeasure with Iran's announcement it will enrich uranium at 60% purity.
We do not support and do not think it's at all helpful that Iran is saying it's going to move to enrich to 60%. It is contrary to the agreement. We are, though, nonetheless, pleased that Iran has continued to agree to engage in discussions, in direct discussions with us and with our partners on how we move forward.
Iran currently enriching uranium at 20% purity. It takes 90% purity for the uranium to be considered weapons grade. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The world marking a grim COVID milestone, Johns Hopkins University reports this morning the death toll globally crosses 3 million. The U.S. responsible for the most deaths, over 566,000. Brazil second on the list. According to JHU, 9 countries still report 0 deaths, among them Vatican City. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson reveals it wanted to explore blood clotting issues. Tim Berg explains.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dante Wright's family members joining others who have lost loved ones to police shooting in Minnesota in recent years. A joint press conference held Friday with Wright's girlfriend, Chyna Whitaker, and family members of Philando Castile and Jamar Clark, all calling for accountability and change. Meanwhile, Whitaker expressing gratitude for the support she has received since the 20-year-old Wright was shot to death Sunday by a Brooklyn Center police officer.
And I feel like I'm by myself, but then there's so many people that's supporting me and sending me stuff. And it really means a lot to me. It's what's keeping me together.
Police officer Kim Potter charged with second-degree manslaughter for allegedly shooting Wright with what she thought was her taser. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.